We are learning Masechtas Yuma, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. We are beginning Mem Gimel Amud Beis on the bottom of Amud Tana Rabbanan. In the pasuk it says, "V'chol Odom Lo Yieh Ba'Oil Ma'id V'Voil Lechav BeKodesh." When Aaron a Kohen or any Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur is doing the Avoda BeKodesh, which means in the Kodesh Hakadoshim or in the Heichal, no one is allowed to be there with him at Seisai until he leaves the Avoda. No one's allowed to be with him. Tana Rabbanan. V'chol Odom Lo Yieh Ba'Oil Ma'id Yachol. I feel about Azara on top of the Azara. Maybe no one can be even in the Azara when he's bringing the terrorists of Naiv left him. Not only do you have to, no one should be in the El Mayed, no one can be in the Azara. Tamalayim by El Mayed, it says no one's allowed to be in the El Mayed while he's doing Avaida in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Ainly El Bayel Mayed, Shav Midbar. You only see the Pasuk, Lashon El Mayed. The only time we find Lashon El Mayed is only in the Heichal of the Mishkan, which was in the Midbar. But Shiloh Yerushalayim, but the Mishkan that was in Shiloh, or the Beis HaMikdash that was in Yerushalayim, there it's called the Heichal. It's not called the Oil Ma'id. So Menayin, how do you know there also no one's allowed to be there? Tamalayim HaBekaydash, it says, when you come to Chap HaKaydash, no one's allowed to be there. And it's Marba, anytime it's Bekaydash, in any case. So anytime the Kohen Gadol is doing his Avodah Fnayim V'Lefnim, and even in the Heichal, no one is allowed to be Ba'il Ma'id with him. Ainly Ela B'Shas HaKtaro, only see from here, from this Pasuk, only Kateris, and we'll see why we think this Pasuk wasn't going to say one word about Kateris. It's like, Yo, Adam Ba'il Ma'id Ba'il Chaper V'Kaidish, when it comes to Kapar, but more about the Havmina, and they will explain what the Havmina is soon. Ainly Ela B'Shas HaKtaro, maybe only by Kateris, that he's bringing in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then no one could be there. What about Matan Damim? What about when he brings the dam of the power of the Sotir into the Kodesh HaKadoshim? How do you know no one's allowed to be there? Eliel B'Shas HaKtara, B'Shas Matan Damim, Ayin, Tamalayim B'Voya L'Chaper. Anytime you come in L'Chaper, any Kapara, the halacha is that no one could be there. Eliel B'Knisasai, you only see Loshim B'Voya L'Chaper, B'Voya, when you're coming, that you're not allowed to be there. What about after he came ready, before he leaves, he let anyone be there then? So it says, "It's Yosef and Ayin." Tamalim Ad Seisai until he leaves, from when he walks in until when he leaves. Ad Seisai, the loch is no one is allowed to be there with him. And if any kaparos, zay kaparos dam, and zay kaparos kedaros, and the pasuk ends off with the words "V'chiper ba'adoy," he has a kapar for himself. "V'abeisay v'ad kol klal Yisrael and ganz klal Yisrael." So we just dash at the end of this pasuk to teach us. Kaparosoi kedemus the kaparos beisoi, which means the vidui, like the Ritva explains, the vidui of himself comes before kaparos beisoi, and kaparos beisoi, his family comes before kedemus the kaparos achav kahanim, for the brothers, his brothers the kahanim, the kaparos achav kahanim kedemus the kaparos kol klal Yisrael, and the kapara of the kahanim comes before ganz klal Yisrael. The Ritva like explains that even though it's not all in the same kapara, because the par comes for his family and the Kahanim, and the Sotir comes for Klal Yisrael. But he says, the Maisa, in the Inyan, for this carbon, so it could use another carbon. And this is the order. The order is, you first do Kapara for yourself, and then you do Kapara for the Kahanim, then Kapara for Klal Yisrael. Ad Kan, this Brisa. Now I want to go explain the beginning of the Brisa, which says that there will be a Havamina, that the din of no one being in the Oyel Ma'id is Dafka B'Shas HaKtara, Dafka B'Shas Kateris. When there's a Lashon HaKtara in the Gemara, it means Kateris. Omer Mar, Ainli Ela B'Shas HaKtara. You only, the Bryce says, maybe the whole din not being in the Oyel Ma'id is only by Kateris. My mash, but why would you think it's only by Kateris? The Pasuk says, a generic term, it says, V'voy L'Chaper B'Kaidash. Why would you think Dafka Kateris? My mash. Ma'am Ravachim Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi B'chinam Rav Laza Omer Kra V'chiper Ba'adoy V'abeis V'akol Kol Klal Yisrael. The pasuk ends off that V'chiper Ba'adoy V'abeis V'akol Kol Klal Yisrael. Ezu kapara Sheshav Eloi U'lebeisoy U'lecha V'kanam Kol Klal Yisrael. Which kapara is for everyone at one time? Hava Omer Zak Taras Kateris. That's Kateris. So therefore, Pasha Pshan, the Pasuk would mean Dafka by Kateris. Since the Pasuk ends with V'chiper Ba'adai V'abesai, which means V'chaper for everyone, including Klal Yisrael, which carbon, quote-unquote, covers the whole everyone, whole Klal Yisrael, including Kahanim and Kol Klal Yisrael, that's the Kateris. So therefore, you have the whole Dizona by Kateris, Kamash Lom, Lashon L'chaper, by Kateris is Marba everything. Now, Freita Gemara, what Kateris is V'chaper? Since when? But Kateris is V'chaper? Kateris is a Kapara? And said, yeah, it is a Kapara. The Tali Rav Chananya, the Tali Rav Chananya, Lamadnu L'Kateris V'chaperis. We learn from a Pasuk in Parashas Korach, from Maisa, really, in Parashas Korach, Deketaris is mechaper. It says there, after Kairach was swallowed up with Dasan Aviram, and the Rashi Sanhedrin who brought Keteris, they all got killed with a fire, 250 Rashi Sanhedrin. So the Yidden started complaining, saying, Atem hamitem es Am Hashem. They complained to Moshe Aharon, you killed Am Hashem. So what happened? There was a Magefa. And Moshe told Aaron HaKoyin, in order to stop the Magefa, bring the Keteris. So you see the Keteris is mechaper on Lashon Hara. Shnemar, Lashon Keteris mechaper, Shnemar, Vitenes Keteris mechaper, Vayichaper, Alaom, Betonet Be'er Vishmol, Amak Keteris mechaperes, on Lashon Hara. It's mechaper on Lashon Hara. They took Lashon Hara on Moshe Aharon, and they said, Atam Amitem Ezam Hashem. They took Lashon Hara back to Keteris, and therefore they brought the Keteris now, and they're mechaper for the Lashon Hara. Yavoi, something that's quiet, which is the Keteris, which is quiet, it's brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim or in the Heichel with no one else there. Yav Adavish V'Chashoy V'Yichape Al Ma'is HaChashoy V'Yichape on Loshon Haru, which is Ma'is HaChashoy. Now, Rashi seems like it bothers him, a question that L'Chayra, in the story of Kairach, it wasn't B'Chashoy Loshon Haru. They were complaining very loudly. It wasn't quiet Loshon Haru. So Rashi says, V'Stam Loshon Haru B'Chashoy. Stam Loshon Haru is quiet. But the Mitzvah Eisen asks this Kasha, and he says, I can say it's quiet. He says, Atam Vitam Zam Hashem. So he says, the part that was quiet was that they held that the Keteris was the Sam Hamavas. That was the quiet part. That was Lashon Hara on the Keteris. And therefore, comes Dovash V'Chashoy, it's V'Chaper on Ma'isa Chashoy was Lashon Hara. On the Kapanim, we see from this Gemara that Keteris is M'Chaper, it's M'Chaper Lashon Hara, and there happened to be that the whole din of not being the Elmo is dafik by Keteris, Kamash on the Pasuk, it's even by Matan Domim, it's even by Matan Dom. So the Gemara Vaita, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim, Parashim ben Ulam velo Mezbech b'shas haktara. The halach is, it's din the Rabbanon, Kavuyah in the Ritva, here in Rashi Yom HaBeis, that you have to leave the area between the Ulam, which is the front of the Heichel, the Ulam and the Mizbeach, which means the part of the Azari you have to vacate B'Shas HaKtara, B'Shas when you're doing the Keteris. Now, what exactly does this mean? Om Rav Elazar, Lo Yishonu El B'Shas HaKtara the Heichel. This is only B'Shas Keteris of the Heichel, because the place right next to the Heichel is the Ben Ulam and Mizbeach, and you might walk in there, so you have to vacate that area. B'Shas HaKtara the final of Fim, so there, Meheichel Parashi, it's enough to leave the Heichel, which actually is a Din Daraisa. There's no din to leave the Ben Ulam Mizbeach, and the reason is because that's 2 steps away, it's far away, it's 2 steps away, it's not the same, you have to go through 2 places, and therefore they were not geyser to vacate Ben Ulam Mizbeach. Akapadim, we have a Mishnah that says that Parashim Ben Ulam Mizbeach, and Rabbi Loza qualifies this halacha by saying that it's only B'Shas HaKtara the Heichel that you have to leave Ben Ulam Mizbeach, but not when they're doing HaKtara L'Fnayiv L'Fnim. So the Gemara is going to have a kasha now on Rabbi Elazar. Masiv Ad Bahava V'Amri Lo Kedi. Some say it's Kedi who said this. Rabbi Yosi who asked this kasha. Rabbi Yosi Omer. It says in the Brayso like this. Rabbi Yosi Omer. K'shem Shaparshim Meim Ulam Mazeach V'Shas Haktara. Which the Gemara thinks now maybe it means. Shah had to learn these words, but some learn it means that the same way you have to parish Meim Ulam Mazeach V'Shas Haktara L'Fnayiv L'Fnim V'Shas Haktara L'Fnayiv L'Fnim. Kach parshim b'shas matam par koy Mashiach or par helm dava shel tzibur. You also b'sir avos chavim. You also have to parish b'shas matan damim in the heichel. That means a certain kabbonis. We know on Yom Kippur there's kabbonis that go in the kodesh hakadoshim and the heichel. That's the par v'sari kvurim. All year round there's another 3 kabbonis that go b'shnim, and that is the par koyin hamashiach. Which means if the Kohen Gadol does something wrong, v'shoy you go parhel davashal tzibur, which means the bezdin pasuk against Klal Yisrael, v'sir v'schavim or bezdin pasuk in something about Ezar for whole Klal Yisrael. These 3 kabbonis are brought in and dispritz the blood on the pareches in the heichel. So then also you have to leave bein ulam v'lam mizbeach. That's the Brayso says. Hama maila yesh bein heichel bein ulam mizbeach. So what's the maila of the heichel over bein ulam mizbeach? Elo shebeheichel parshim. And what the Gemara thinks means like this, that the Heichel you leave, Sai B'Shas HaKtara D'Fnayiv L'Fnim, that means Sai when there's a Keteris inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and Sai when there's Matan Domim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's the Lach of a Heichel. And when the Ulam V'Mizbeach, Ein parshin rela b'shas haktara. You only leave that area, vacant area, when there's a haktara in the fnei v'fnim, when there's a k'tiris in the fnei v'fnim, but not matan dam in the fnei v'fnim. So right now we think what they're saying is the mile over the heichel over the beit hamizbeach is when you have dam in the kodesh hakadoshim, do you have to vacate beit hamizbeach? So by heichel you have to leave there, but the beit hamizbeach got to stay there. But by k'tiris, it sounds like everyone agrees by k'tiris you have to leave the beit hamizbeach even when the k'tiris is in the kodesh hakadoshim. So this will be a kasha on Rabbi Lozo. B'shas haktara mi parashi. My love, b'shas haktara l'fnei v'lefnim. Oh, we're talking about the b'shas haktara of l'fnei v'lefnim. And it sounds like the heichel, you have to vacate sai k'tiris l'fnei v'lefnim and sai matan domim, sai when there's blood in the l'fnei v'lefnim. And ulam v'zbeach is only when there's k'tiris l'fnei v'lefnim you have to leave, not by matan domim, but the k'tiris do have to leave. And it's a kasha on Rab Elazar. So tomorrow, no, lo, you can touch different. B'shas haktara d'heichel. It's going on the shas haktara of the heichel. That's where, when it says that you only have to leave b'shas haktara, it means b'shas haktara in the heichel. And what does it mean, shaloi b'shas haktara? Shaloi b'shas haktara means when matan dam l'fnei v'lefnim. Which means like this, that the mile of the heichel over ben umas b'ech is that a heichel you have to leave Psych terrorist by him, psych terrorist in Kershdoshim. And Mat Dom also, Samat and Dom is fine for him, but Samat and Dom in the Heichel. The Benul Mazbeach only has to leave B'shas HaKtara of the Heichel and not the Mat and Dom of Afnai V'lefnim. Right to Gemara, I'll tell you another Maila. Not only not Mat and Dom of Afnai V'lefnim, not HaKtara of Afnai V'lefnim either, you don't have to leave. Yochi Ha Ma Maila V'suloi. Ha'ika ha'mayla d'ilu ma'heichel parashi b'im b'shas ha'ktara d'idei b'im b'shas ha'ktara f'ayim f'nim. From the heichel you leave sai when there's ha'ktaris in the heichel, sai when there's ktaris f'ayim f'nim. V'ilu b'im u'm v'zbeach le parashi el b'shas ha'ktara d'heichel. Only b'shas ha'ktara d'heichel, but not b'shas ha'ktara ktaris f'ayim f'nim. So right now we thought it's coming to exclude the dam of the f'nayim f'nim. What do you mean? There's not a mile over the heichel. Even the k'tiris of flying off them is a mile, the heichel over Beit Ulam Mizbeach. So Gemara says, you're right, that's what it means. Haktani, which means Benechus, Haktani, El Shav Heichel Parshim, Beit Mishas Haktara, Beit Mishas Haktara, means like this. In the heichel, you vacate the heichel, Sai Haktara inside the heichel. Beit Mishas Haktara means, and Sai in the Haktara, not here, but flying off them. You only leave Ella b'shas haktara. You only have to vacate b'shas haktara of the heichel and not the haktara of Nayim Afnim. But now the Gemara has a kasha and the opposite kasha. So why don't we speak at the Maila that the dam in the Nayim Afnim, you don't have to leave the Beinu Mizbeach, you do have to leave the heichel. For the Gemara Vayika, ha Maila, dilu maheichel parashi bein b'kedusha. Kedusha means matan damim. So ha Maila, dilu maheichel parashi bein b'kedusha deisai bein matan damim of itself. Bein b'kedusha fnayim afnim, say the matan dam of the kodesh hakadoshim. Ve'ilu bein ulam v'mizbeach, but the ulam v'mizbeach, you only have to vacate only by the dam, le parashel of a kedusha dehechel, only by dam of the hechel, but not by dam of a fnayim v'lefnim. So basically, what's kashish is there's two milos over the hechel over the v'mizbeach, both for fnayim v'lefnim, both dam and akhtara. So what does it say? V'hechel only v'shas akhtara, which means only the shas akhtara of the hechel. It says bein ulam v'mizbeach only believe v'shas akhtara, which means the shas akhtara of the hechel. Say more, b'shas haktara of the heichel, and you don't have to leave b'shas the kedusha either of the fnayim v'lefnim. They only have to leave the haktara and kedusha of the heichel, not fnayim v'lefnim, which is different than the heichel. Amarava, shem prisha achasi. Once you tell me that you don't have to leave, you don't have to vacate ben ulam mizbeach by haktara fnayim v'lefnim, we know for sure matan damim also. Once you know the Haktara of Fnayim V'lefnim, you don't have to tell me anymore about Dom Fnayim V'lefnim. And like Tosfos explains, because that's really the Iker Din. The Iker Din of vacating the area is really by Ketiris. That's really the Iker Din. And if you don't have to leave from Fnayim V'lefnim, by Ketiris Fnayim V'lefnim, you don't have to leave Ben Ulam Mizbeach. It's obvious you do not have to leave Ben Ulam Mizbeach for Matan Domim. So that's what comes out in the Gemara. So it comes out with sticking with Rabbi Lazar's Pshat in the Mishnah Maseches Kelim, that the only time you have to parish with Ulam Mizbeach is only v'shas haktara of the heichel, only things going on in the heichel. Anything going on in Fnayim v'lefnim, you do not have to leave ben Ulam Mizbeach. The only time you have to leave ben Ulam Mizbeach is only things that are going on in the heichel. Things that are going on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, you only have to leave the heichel. But you do not have to leave ben Ulam Mizbeach.